The Huntsville School. Words of counsel to teachers and students. Portion of an address given by Mrs. E. G. White at Huntsville, June 21, 1904. I am so pleased to see the colored students who are here today. I only wish there were many more in training for service, for there is a large field to work in the South. God wants the students before me to be His helping hand in reaching souls in many places. He wants them to have an intelligence so sharp and clear that they can grasp the most precious truths, and in the simplicity of Christ, present these truths to those who have never heard them. To those who are here, I would say, seek to understand the Scriptures. God will help you. His eye is upon the race that has been so neglected, and He will send His angels to open your understanding. In regard to this school here at Huntsville, I wish to say that for the past 2 or 3 years, I have been receiving instruction as to what it should be, and what those who come here as students are to become. All that is done by those connected with this school is to be done with the realization that this is the Lord's institution, in which the students are to be taught how to cultivate the land and how to labor for the uplifting of their own people. They are to work with such earnestness and perseverance that the farm will bear testimony to the fidelity with which this donation of land has been cared for. This is the Lord's land, and it is to bear fruit to His glory. Those who come to this school to receive instruction on the farm or in the schoolroom are to be taught in right lines and are to live in close connection with God. I am so glad that we have this farm. One came to me and said, "I think it is a mistake to keep that land. It is not half cultivated. I think that they might better turn it back to the conference." That night, instruction was given me regarding the matter. It was God's purpose that the school should be located near Huntsville. He saw that the workers here would not have to fight every inch of ground, as those in some other places have had to do, in order to establish the truth. The instruction was given me, never, never part with an acre of this land. It is to educate hundreds. If those who come here as teachers will do their part, if they will take up the work in God's name, sending their petitions to heaven for light and grace and strength, success will attend their efforts. The teachers are to be kind and tender, and at the same time very thorough in discipline. This is most essential. Minutemen are needed in this school, men who have vitality and power, men who are prepared to use the capabilities of the whole being in active service, that everything about this school may be of a character to recommend it to angels and to men. Teachers and students will then have the satisfaction of knowing that the work is done right. Everyone before me is to be a missionary for Christ. We want everyone who comes to this school to try to get some other one to come. It has been represented to me that there should be 100 students at least in attendance. Will you not try in every way possible to swell the number to 100? And when the school year is over, these students should not be sent out to go where they please. They are to be trained and educated till they are able to go out into the field to work for the Master, to tell what the truth has done for them. Students, there is work for you to do. You can labor where white people cannot, in places where the existing prejudice forbids them to labor. Christ left Jerusalem at one time in order to save His life. It is our duty to take care of our lives for Christ's sake. We are not to place ourselves, unbidden, in danger, because He wants us to live to teach and help others. Students, God will help you, but you must not think that you can retain the unchristlike traits of character that you naturally possess. You must place yourselves in the school of Christ. You must learn from the one who learned from His Father. He did what His Father told Him to do, and we are to do what He tells us to do.
Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. Do not bring to the foundation that which is represented as wood, hay, and stubble, for such material will be destroyed by fire. Bring the material that is spoken of in the Word of God, as gold, silver, and precious stones. This will stand the test. If you bring worthless material to the foundation, your work will be consumed. Although you may save your own soul, you will have nothing to show for your life work. God desires you not merely to save your own soul, but to bring others to Him, who, when the redeemed are gathered home, will be among those who will cast their glittering crowns at the feet of the Redeemer and fill all heaven with rich music. These ransomed ones will exclaim, "Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain, and that sitteth upon the throne." And then they will go to the ones who spoke to them the words which brought them into right relation to God, and will say, "It was your influence, through Christ, that led me to accept the truth of heavenly origin." Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You ought to fear lest you make a mistake, and lead others to follow a wrong example. Whatever you do, it is to show the fidelity which God acknowledges. God has given to every man his work, and he puts his stamp on all work that is genuine. But spurious work is of no value in his sight. Everything is to be done with thoroughness. There is to be no sham work. If you will do thorough work here, your education will be worth double to you in afterlife what it would if you should leave school with a defective education, not having done thorough work. The Lord says, "Work out your own salvation." How are you to do this? By doing the very things he wants you to do, that you may become intelligent in his service. He has given you talents to be improved. He has bestowed on the colored race some of the best and highest talents. You have precious opportunities in this school, and we want you to do your level best yourselves in gaining a fitness for service. We want you to learn how to educate the minds and hands of others, so that they in turn can lead still others to Christ and receive a crown of rejoicing. You are to be patient, kind, gentle, and yet strong for the right. You are to place your feet on the platform of eternal truth, the platform that no storm or tempest can sweep away. Do you ask what this platform is? It is the law of God. He says that if you will keep his commandments, you shall be a kingdom of priests, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. God wants us to be planted in Christ. Then we shall be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Then at last we shall see the King in his beauty, and behold his matchless charms. We are preparing to enter the holy city. Keep this thought in mind all the time. There is a heaven of bliss before us. Keep thinking of this, and there is a joy that we may have in Christ, even in this world. To those who keep his commandments, he says, "My joy shall be in you, and your joy shall be full." Keep his commandments and live, and his law as the apple of thine eye. May God bless you all. If I never see you again on this earth, I hope that I shall see you in the kingdom of God. The Huntsville School Farm is a most beautiful place, and with its 300 and more acres of land, should accomplish much in the line of industrial training and the raising of crops. Heavenly angels will be able to read, in the thrift and painstaking effort revealed in the care of the farm, the story of the improvement made by the students themselves in character building. The teachers in our schools should remember that they are not only to give the students lessons from books, but they are to teach them how to earn their own living by honest work. Such knowledge will be of inestimable value to them when they go forth to teach others of their race. There should be a special school for the younger ones. Fathers and mothers are to be placed on the land, and parents as well as children are to be given an education. Promising families are to be brought in and settled upon a piece of ground as large as shall be deemed best. In connection with the school, there should be an experienced carpenter who can teach the fathers and their boys how to build their houses, which are to be neat, convenient, inexpensive buildings. The mothers should be taught how to prepare food hygienically and how to care for the sick. The workers in the school at Huntsville are to have our tender sympathy and our practical aid. Do not let them suffer for the lack of facilities, for they are trying to educate the colored people. This school is in positive need of our care and our donations.